And Reverend Yazdi Contractor will lead us in the healing meditation.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, move through this place. Come, Holy Spirit, come, our fears erase. Come, Holy Spirit, come, move through our hearts and minds and bless us with love divine. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's call forth and invoke the archangels of the seven rays. We start with Gabriel, the messenger unto God, Zadkiel, Archangel of the New Age, Archangels of Love, Uriel and Camuel, the Prince of all Archangels, Michael, the Healer unto God, Raphael, and Jophiel, Archangel of Love, Wisdom. I call forth the protectors of the temple and of this building, Borelinia, Delarania, Galinia, Gridalis, and Heferic. So let's start by placing your attention on your breathing. So let's all take a deep breath in and exhale. And now just continue to breathe normally. Keep your attention on your breathing as you listen to these words and know that it is in the holy breath where healings and miracles take place. Take notice of that brilliant star above your head. That's the star that you are. And as you breathe in and out, feel the light from that star move all around you. Feel it move through you as it forms a gentle spiral into a column of light that moves into the top of your head. And now feel that light. That light is a miracle, just as you are. You are a miracle. Feel the light massage your back. And know that this light has a purpose. Just like all those difficult experiences in the past, they had a purpose. Your past is perfect. It brought you to where you are today. See and feel this light move down through your torso, through your legs, and feel as it anchors into Mother Earth. We thank Mother Earth, Gaia, for being the host of humanity. Her love guides us and quickens our spiritual growth. And now feel as that light begins to rise back up through your feet and through your knees, and feel it come at rest at the base of your spine, the root chakra, and expand that light into the hips. Your hips provide your mobility, and your mobility is your freedom. So we affirm, I am free, I am unlimited, I am as God created me. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And now move the light into the sacral or splenic chakra as we affirm once again, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. See that light turn into that beautiful violet energy as it moves through your entire physical body. It moves through your thoughts and your emotions. And know that with God, all things are possible. Do not limit its power with limited thoughts of what can or cannot be. With God, all things are possible. From within this violet fire, I accept changes in my life, and I set a purpose for each one, and that is to move into alignment with my soul's purpose, for there is a plan and purpose which the masters know and serve. Take another deep breath in, exhale, And now the light moves into the solar plexus chakra. This is the center of our emotions. The outside world, as we know, has its ups and its downs, as do our emotions. But what we really want in life is peace. Peace within our hearts, peace within our homes, peace across this planet. And so we carry that violet energy into the center, and we watch as it transmutes all discordant emotions back into peace. Peace within ourselves, peace within our hearts, within our homes, and across this planet. I may not be able to control the outside world, but through the violet fire, I am the master of my own inner world, my inner life. And so we declare and we decree, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, peace, I am still. Let's all breathe in once again and exhale. And now the heart, the light moves into the heart space. Become very still and quiet and keep centered on your breathing. As we invite the Christ consciousness into our hearts, with simplicity, the Christ speaks to us of the power of kindness, of compassion, and the healing power of forgiveness. He reminds us that love holds no grievances. Love holds no grievances. A grievance is a conflict, and peace and conflict cannot coexist. Each one denies the other. So how do we let go of grievances against another person or another situation? It's actually very easy. Just acknowledge, what I really want in life is to be at peace. I want to be at peace. And then invite the Holy Spirit into your heart and know that you need do nothing. You just need to have that little willingness to want peace within your heart. And then watch as miracles are created and healings happen within your life, because you are the miracle. Let's all take another deep breath in. Exhale. And now the light moves into the throat chakra, and we join divine love with divine will. Having let go of all grievances and aware of love's presence within, our words become loving and joyful. We affirm, not my will, but thy will be done. And with only words of love emanating from us, our consciousness begins to expand. We are becoming masters of this reality. Our vibration refines itself, preparing ourselves for the gifts of spirit. So we take another deep breath in, and exhale. And now the light moves into the third eye chakra, right between the eyebrows. Feel this energy move between the pineal and the pituitary glands from one hemisphere of the brain to the other, activating those centers that have long been dormant. As that energy moves back and forth, we open to the gifts of spirit, clairvoyance, clairsentience, telepathy, teleportation, bilocation, and levitation. We focus our shared love of spirit into humanity and into the human journey. And once again, this creates miracles and healings, for they are simply expressions of love itself. All these gifts are ours because of the divine love that exists in each and every one of us. And we know that our healing is our divine birthright. Let's take one last deep breath in and exhale. And now the light moves into the crown chakra. The light has reached its starting point. See this light, guided by love, now combine with wisdom to create the energy of the new age, love wisdom. Send this light outward through the top of your head and watch the high magic of your own being take place, for you indeed are the miracle. Send your light out into the universe and watch as it joins with all of our planetary brothers and sisters, weaving itself into a tapestry, a living consciousness of love joined with wisdom. And now take that tapestry, bring it back down, wrap it around Mother Earth. Watch as that tapestry of love wisdom blesses all it touches. Watch it eliminate all grievances throughout the world, turning all conflicts into peace. Your light is the miracle that will heal this world, and you are the miracle. Heavenly Father, expand my consciousness into the universal. Guide my every thought, word, and deed to be in accordance with your divine will. Help me to move away from feelings of separation into the oneness that is the foreverness of your being. I ask this for all my brothers and sisters of your light, that we may liberate the mind, liberate the heart, and bring an end to all suffering on earth. Amen. It's time to bring your consciousness back into this temple, back into your body. Begin to stretch your arms and your hands and feel yourself come completely back. And as the lights turn back on, we will continue the service. Thank you all. Namaste. Namaste.